Time now for your letters. Plenty of listeners cried foul after my conversation with Tom Goldman last week. He related the story of a food server at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego who accidentally dropped all the money she'd made that day. About $1,000 fluttered into the grandstands.
And the people in her section shouted to those below. They said that was the server's money. So a bunch of these fans chipped in and collected every last dollar. This woman is a mother of four and a full-time student. She was awed by this.
Oh, and lucky she wasn't at Yankee Stadium. I made the kind of joke I've heard Yankee fans make about Yankee Stadium crowds. But Irvin Schoenfeld of Brooklyn writes, Yankee fans may be boisterous New Yorkers, but they are just as likely as San Diego fans to help someone in distress. My doctor saved another fan's life at the old Yankee Stadium and received a beautiful letter from the Yankees management thanking him. No tickets, Mr. Schoenfeld? Not even a Yankees cap? And Peter Nelson sent this zinger to this Cub fan. Do you know the difference between Yankee hot dogs and the one served at Wrigley Field? You can eat Yankee Franks in October. Ouch! Yanks win again. Many comments about John Edstey's story, looking at why the salaries for men in the United States adjusted for inflation are lower than their earnings in 1973.
I'm afraid we have a lost generation out there of young people who aren't well prepared, who can't find work, and they're never going to realize the American dream.
Boyd Ingalls of St. Louis writes, I've continued my studies past graduation and am working towards a new license. I am 52 years old. My wages are currently at the median. There must be a whole bunch of us out there. We're dying to know why we aren't earning more. And last week we spoke with director Cameron Crowe and Pearl Jam's manager about the documentary Pearl Jam 20. Eric S. lived in Seattle during the rise of grunge rock and says he and his friends didn't look at these guys as rock stars. They were just fellow showgoers or music lovers. I don't think anyone expected bands to last for 20 years because bands were coming and going overnight. I think we're in another music revolution with all the young bands flooding the scene now. It'll be interesting to see who makes it to 20 years. Welcome your comments. Go to NPR.org and click on the Contact Us link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. I'm at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.